Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever dissected something? Maybe in high school biology, or perhaps in college anatomy? If you've been following Alive and Active Life, you know you can dissect Scripture, too. Thankfully, I'm not talking about heavy-duty theological stuff. Rather, this is a lighter approach to dissect something meaningful with practical action steps for your life. Much like you command a kitchen knife, you must learn how to wield your sword, the Scriptures. So why not dissect something meaningful with me today? First, I suggest check out our initial content that launched Scripture dissection materials, Tear Into It. That episode explains how and why we introduce Scripture dissection exercises periodically. Strategically, let's look at a powerful message of instruction and hope today. Essentially, this small portion of Scripture gives critical pieces chopped up into bite sizes to live a credible Christian life in a rather broken, confused world. Perhaps you've never pictured yourself dissecting Scripture. Nevertheless, you can and should every day. After all, you need this to live an alive and active life. There are always four categories we explore in Scripture dissection. First, what does it say? Second, what does it mean? Third, make it personal. And fourth, make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? One of the best ways to dissect Scripture in a meaningful, life-changing way is to tear into each phrase. Then picture what it looks like in your daily life. Essentially, that's meditating on God's Word. So now, let's look at 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. You can look it up in your Bible, but here is a bullet list of points in case you don't have your Bible. Bullet number 1. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Bullet 2. Through our knowledge of Him. Next point, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Next point, through these He has given us His very great and precious promises. Next point, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. And the final point, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Okay, that's what it says. Now, let's look at what does it mean, and we'll go phrase by phrase. Phrase number 1. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. This phrase states clearly, you have already been given absolutely everything you need to live a godly life. In other words, you lack nothing. Plus, you have a complete guarantee from God of His unlimited divine power. Taken seriously, this means the power that created everything out of nothing is yours for managing daily life issues. Perhaps you haven't found this power yet. Equally, you may be unsure how it applies to each day. Regardless, you can live a godly life. So why not learn to dissect something practical from Scripture each day? Okay, that was phrase number 1. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Phrase 2 expands that through our knowledge of Him. Your access to God's amazing power comes by getting to know Jesus. So how does that work exactly? To know Christ takes intentional, proactive investment on your part. First, choose to love God, who first loved you. Next, Focus on what God says is important. Then, get into God's Word each day with discipline. And finally, practice resolve to carry out what you find in Scripture. Oh, and one more thing. Communicate with God. It's called prayer. After all, He wants you to know Him well. This is a win-win relationship. So, here is a bullet summary. First, love God back. Next, focus on God's ways. Next, discipline yourself to get into His Word, then get His Word into you. Another point, resolve to practice what you learn from Scripture. And finally, pray for God to grow you, change you, and strengthen you. All these steps help you know God better. Here they are again. Love God, focus on His ways, discipline yourself to get into His Word, resolve to carry out His Word, and pray. And do this from your heart. These steps equal transformation. To know God is a bit like a grocery shopping spree when you're hungry for a good meal. First, you go to the grocery and fill your cart with supplies. Then you go home and assimilate your supplies into a meal. Finally, you eat that meal. But you get hungry again. So, you go back to the store, load up again, and head home to create another nutritional meal. In the same way, load up each day. Get to know God with all your heart. Let Him satisfy your hunger. All right, the third phrase is, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Yes, Jesus calls you to Himself in two ways. The first is by His glory. Interestingly, this is His very essence, who He is. The big words are omnipresent, God is everywhere, omniscient, God is all-knowing, and omnipotent, God is all-powerful. By the way, these big words express God's glory. Simply put, He is incredible. Remarkably, God wants to share Himself with you. So do you want to share yourself with God? The second way God calls you to Himself is by His goodness. This is what He does. Because He's good, everything He does is flavored with goodness. In summary, He intends to pour His goodness into and through your life. You can enjoy God's glory and His goodness, even in times of suffering. All right, phrase number four. Through these, and by the way, it's talking about His glory and His goodness, through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises. Essentially, through God's glory and goodness, who He is, and what He does, remarkably, God makes promises from that platform. Listen to His strong words describing His own promises. Very great and precious. God has a definite opinion about His promises. Incidentally, they are exactly what you need. Plus, when you claim them in practical issues, God releases power and purpose into your life. So claim God's very great and precious promises for you. Phrase number five, so that through them, that's His very great and precious promises, you may participate in the divine nature. I cannot emphasize how stunning this invitation is. Incredibly, it's through God's very great and precious promises you can literally participate in God's divine nature. Wow! Equally, God wants to share Himself with you so you know Him intimately. Inevitably, as you trust and obey His Word, you literally participate in His life. So, let God's divine nature change your nature. And then phrase number six, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. You become and remain holy through Christ. Actually, you are hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3. Essentially, this is how you escape corruption, punishment, and death. Since Jesus did his part, your part is to work out your salvation with awe and reverence. Philippians 2, verse 12. Basically, bring everything you think, say, and do into alignment with God's ways. To sum up, stay safe in Jesus and stay out of the world's corruption. Be in the world, but not of it. Stay hidden with Christ in God. Okay, so those were some points for each of those five phrases under the section of what does it mean. The next thing we'll cover is make it personal. And we're going to go through each of those phrases again, but we're going to take a personal approach to how to apply those things. So phrase one again was, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. So the simple question is this, do you apply this power to your daily situations? Phrase number two, through our knowledge of Him. And the question, are you hungry for God? Do you load up your cart each day to know God more? Phrase number three, who called us by His own glory and goodness? Here's a question for you. Are you responding to God's gracious invitation to live inside His glory and goodness? Phrase number four, through these, His glory and goodness, He has given us His very great and precious promises. So, are God's promises your greatest treasure? Equally, do you share His opinion that they are very great and precious? Phrase number five, so that through them, His very great and precious promises, you may participate in the divine nature. Why not participate in God's divine nature? And by the way, that's simply a faith decision. Phrase number six, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires, are you letting God's word transform your life? Let's go on to make a commitment. This is where we have the application thoughts. As you commit to tear into Scripture on your own, here are some steps to help dissect and apply Scripture in practical ways. Truly, applied from your heart, these steps make God's Word alive and active in you. In essence, you are transformed into Christ's glory and goodness. First, pray that God will open your understanding as you read His Word. Then, number two is to read and ask good questions about each phrase. Questions like, who, what, when, where, why? And the most practical question, how does this apply to me? Next, which is the third point, meditate. Picture in your mind how to apply what you dissected. Perhaps record thoughts in a journal. And then the fourth step, commit to obey God as you visualize Scripture applied in your life. Number five, memorize the verse, if it's short, or at least the concept. Then record application in your journal. Number six, pray again that God will bless Scripture to your life as you begin to apply it. And then number seven, finally, commit to practice what you dissected and learned. Basically, let God's Spirit challenge and inspire and change you. So now, those were some comments, some application thoughts. Let's look at some application questions now. First, do you believe that God has given you everything you need for a godly life? That's phrase number one. Second question, how well do you know God? That's phrase number two. Third question. So have you answered God's call into his glory and goodness as your life purpose? That's phrase number three. Okay, question number four. How often do you claim God's very great and precious promises? And that's phrase number four. Question number five. Do you daily participate in the divine nature? That's phrase number five. Question number six. Strategically, what boundaries should you put into place to escape corruption of this world? Which is phrase number six. And then the final question, number seven. How will you effectively engage others through God's mercy, grace, and love? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.